with us for another 20 minutes, and I'm going to get into the economy, a bunch of police state news, and what really happened at the G20, the aftermath of that as we look at it in hindsight. Very precedent setting on multiple fronts, world government being announced, global tax being announced, attacks on Iran being hyped, end of the dollar being hyped. But right now, let's go back to your phone calls. Let's talk to Chris in Maryland and Tanya and others. Chris, you're on the air with Mike Adams.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Okay, I don't know if you guys got this, but I have a document from the federal government that I culled off of Google. It is the International Swine Flu Conference they had a month ago.
Yeah, we covered it. We originally broke that, and we had reporters who were there on the show, like Wayne Madsen. But that was forced quarantines, how to deal with dead bodies, lockdowns of cities. Mike Adams, you want to comment on that?
No, you're exactly right. That was a very important piece of breaking news that wasn't supposed to break. That was supposed to be kept, you know, behind the curtain, but it was exposed. But you ever notice now, caller, notice that when you tell people about that, they look at you like you're crazy. They don't believe it's real. Have you experienced that?
Oh, man, people, I have my own family calling me a nut job or one of these people that are getting too into it that I'm going to go nuts. And I'm like, hey, I'm just trying to find out what's going on around me.
Exactly.
Well, that's because they know they should be going nuts about this tyranny, and they know things are out of control. And so they're telling you what they're afraid of about themselves. I'm sorry, go ahead.
One couple things. They had 15 sessions, and one of them here in the breakout session one, one of their bullets is conducting morgue operations. So they were obviously planning on mass casualties and mass deaths.
No, they've got quarantines, lockdowns, forced inoculations in there. Mike Adams, your comments on that document.
Well, when I read that document, you know what the first thing that came to my mind was, is that the ultimate plan for health care reform is to reduce the population by 80%, because then health care becomes affordable.
Did you see the cover of Newsweek where it said the case for killing Granny?
No, haven't seen that one.
In fact, guys, pull up the Newsweek cover, the case for killing Granny. I can't find the actual article. Keep going, Mike.
Well, again, if you this country is going broke treating sickness and disease. And at some point, it's not unreasonable to think that somebody at high levels would say, you know what, the only way we can afford health care in this country is if we have fewer people to care for. And my goodness, that whole session that went on there, training for body bags and training for quarantines and training for mass deaths, I mean, that was some really concerning stuff. It should get you thinking hard about what's really being planned for the near future.
I agree, but I mean, see their psych warfare program. They come out in the bill is health care rationing. In the bill, the guy that wrote it, Tom Daschle, writes a book saying, yeah, if you're above 60 and need eye surgery, you're not going to get it. They do ration it in Europe. But there's no mention of that. Then simultaneously, they have all these news articles saying there's too many people, we've got to reduce world population, having kids is bad for your carbon footprint, and by the way, we need to kill Granny, the case for killing Granny. There's the Newsweek headline online from Newsweek. And then they sit there and say, we're going to kill you, but then it doesn't exist. And then your neighbor, even if you show your neighbor Newsweek, they go, you're insane, that's a fake Newsweek. No, I'm not kidding.
This healthcare reform debate right now is completely congruent with these kinds of evil philosophies. You know, it's absolutely true now that if this health care reform bill gets passed, and if you don't agree to sign up for health care insurance and pay, what is it, $1,900 a year or so for an individual, or $13,000 for a family, they will be able to arrest you, imprison you for 1 year, and the IRS can fine you $25,000. I mean,
Hold on. I'm sorry, Mike. We have breaking news. I'm going to cover this with you when we come back. It always comes out in hindsight. I look at this video. They're definitely cops. Agent provocateurs documented at G20 during March. Infowars.com exclusive article with the video. Right now, you can look at them. They're clearly police officers. Huge guys. I've seen this over and over again. Oh, my God. That's why they attacked Luke. They didn't like it that he was exposing them. Man, these people are evil. We'll be right back. Stay there, Mike.
Remain in your houses. The President of the United States has declared martial law under Executive Order 11004.
Will they do it? Will they pull the trigger this time? We all pray they stand down, but an engineered crisis seems more likely with each passing day. Think it can't happen here? Executive Order 10990 locks down all highways. Executive Order 10995 seizes control of all media outlets. Executive Order 10998 controls all farms and food supplies. All these executive orders are now cocked, loaded, and waiting for the right crisis. So if you're worried about the possibility of martial law here in America or have questions about how to survive it, go to martiallawsurvival.com. That's martiallawsurvival.com. Go to martiallawsurvival.com right now.
You must remain in your houses until your bracelets are scanned.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, the video is flooding in as people have a chance to analyze it. We're analyzing ours, finding similar things. You know, I have a limited crew. They just got back Saturday. We've already posted a lot of videos. This video is from another activist. Clearly police officers breaking people's cameras, trying to stir up trouble. I can't play the audio because there's so much cussing. But these are just two of the three and big, huge cops. They put their biggest cops in to pose as anarchists. And we're going to try to match this up with other video of big, scrapping guys who will throw stuff at police so the police have a pretext to then fire and attack the general crowd. And I remember... Pardon me? Yeah, breaking demonstrators' cameras. Absolutely, that's in the video. We can't play it because there's so much cussing, but look at these cops. I mean, look at these guys. Now, we caught them in Denver last year. Mainstream news, Denver Post headline, police caught attacking their own police. We caught them in Canada at the SPP meeting last year. They were caught, but the BBC admitted it, in England, and they killed a guy, beat him to death. These guys need to be criminally charged. We need to find out who they are. But it's, I mean, they put these big, giant cops in. Mike Adams, your comment on agent provocateurs.
This is a preview of things to come, Alex, and great work on your part and the contributors who are sending this in. I can't wait to look at this myself. But this is what's going to be happening in more cities across the U.S., and this is a test to see how people react, to see whether they can do this covertly and be exposed. So the fact that you are exposing them is probably going to help save lives down the road because it's going to help suppress that kind of tactic from being used excessively. I mean, they're going to try it anyway.
But the thing is, we keep exposing them and other people do, and then the Royal Mounted Police admit it, the Denver Police admit it, and no one gets in trouble. That's why Lou Radowski was there, and Rob Dew were there with others saying, don't be violent. You'll have a couple thousand people, or in this case, a couple hundred. You'll have 15 people led by cops. They'll yell and scream and tell Luke, shut up when he calls out against violence. And then it's cops. I mean, how evil are these police?
What we've got to do is get some long-range cameras going from people who are away from the immediate fray and who are not in the fight. Get some long-range cameras going.
That happened in Greece this year. In fact, pull up Greek TV and meet agent provocateurs, uniformed police directing regular cops busting out windows at another global meeting to then blame it on the general protesters. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, you're exactly right. I mean, this is like a local law enforcement false flag operation, and they're going to keep doing it for as long as they can get away with it. But in the video that you're seeing right now, Alex, can you make out the faces very clearly of those responsible?
No, they're wearing masks, but it's big, strapping cops. I mean, they stick out like a sore thumb. It's always the same. I mean, it's big guys,
yeah.
230, 240 pounds. They always dress the same, ball caps and their face covered. And they're breaking people's cameras. They're starting fights. They're just absolute scum.
Well, Pittsburgh has been turned into a police state. I mean, the city was a fortress. And this is a sign of things to come. This is important breaking news, so go ahead and roll with it, Alex.
No, we're talking flu. That's more important. Just I'm going to cover this with Paul Watson briefly after you leave, get him to do a big report on it, because it's not enough to just show this. I'm going to get him to show the Denver stuff and everything else so people forget. So we want to remind them. Tanya in Georgia, you're on the air with Mike Adams. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex and Mike. I just want to let you know that I have an insert from my local Walgreens. It's from the Novartis vaccines for the regular seasonal flu. It says 2009-2010 formula. And right in this document, it says it is that Fluvarine has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for impairment of fertility. So, Alex, you've been saying all along that they're putting sterilants in it, and it says right here, yeah, we are. This can make you fertile or infertile.
Oh, yeah, look. I mean, it's come out with the IEDs and the vaccines, and they always know. They design it, and they now explain what the Fluvarine is and this interleukin 2 that they're adding, Mike Adams. But, ma'am, I need to go to Walgreens. Every time I pull up an internet site, it's Walgreens ads for the flu. I need to get their insert, but will you scan that and email it to writers at Infowars.com, or we'll put you on hold and give you a secret email. Will you scan that and send it to us?
I'd prefer to fax it if that's fine, and there's a lot of other information in here, too. They say they've been putting H1N1 in the vaccine since 1977, and they have a long list of side effects that have been reported. This is a very informative
Okay, read it to us. Read it to us, because I knew all this was in there, and I guess I haven't thought, big genius, because I'm not, to go out and get the insert. I mean, they admit in their literature online they're doing this. But, Mike, were you aware of those statements on the Norvitas statement?
Yeah, absolutely. Remember, those are the ones that are required by federal law. There's a lot of information that's not required that they're withholding. So as she reads the list, keep in mind of what you're not hearing, too.
Yeah, thanks for holding so long to tell us this, Marianne, or what caller is this?
Tanya.
Okay, Tanya, they just changed my list, and it erased your name. Tanya in Georgia. Tanya, recap. I'm going to sit back. So is Mike Adams. Read the cover sheet, what it says, and read us those parts.
Well, it's really, really long, so I'm just going to go through a few points that I was highlighting for you. The first thing that I noticed is that it says, Fluvarine has not been evaluated for carcinogenic or mutagenic potential or for impairment of fertility. And then later on, where it's talking about who should and should not get the shot, it says nobody under the age of 4. And it also says that it is also not known whether Fluvarine can cause fetal harm when administered to a pregnant woman or can affect reproductive capacity. So there's
Remember that it's the expectant mothers that are one of the groups being targeted for this virus, by the way. I just wanted to.
Right, this is just the regular seasonal flu, which hasn't been as controversial, so some of the pregnant women might not even be as scared of this one. And it also says in here that whoever's giving the vaccine is supposed to tell the person that they're giving the shot to the benefits and the risks. Now, I think if they told somebody, hey, this can make you sterile, you know, this has Seromarisol in it, which it also says it does, that, you know, people might not take it. And I don't think they're telling people that.
How did you get the insert? You asked for it at Walgreens?
Yeah, and let me tell you, it's funny. I walked into Walgreens, and I said, what kind of shot are you giving? What company is it from? And they didn't know. And I said, well, do you have an insert? And they said, what? And I go, you know, like a little paper that comes in with your shipment. So she goes back and she's looking. I'm assuming this is the pharmacist. There was two women back there. They're looking around. They come back with this piece of paper they pulled out of the bottom of the box of vials, all folded up, very tiny, unfold it right in front of me and say, here, let me start, you know, I'm looking at it, and it's really long. And I said, can I just take this with me? And they said, oh, yeah, sure, take it. Like they had no interest in it. So I don't even
think
they read
it. Well, this is important, and I've read that this stuff's in there. But it's another thing to actually have the insert. I'm going to give you our facts. The problem is on those tiny, you know, regular size sheet of paper, they fold it up tiny to go in the vial, and it's tiny, tiny wording. I don't know if that'll fax, but you can try.
I blew it up.
Oh, you blew it up. It's 866-894-1767. That's 866-894-1767. Will you go ahead and fax that to us as soon as possible? Is there no way that because if you blew it up, can you scan it and email it to Watson? Because people need to see that it talks about attacking your fertility and mutagens and cancer. Because the German news admits that. German scientists are admitting that. But it's important. We could save a lot of lives showing people this. 866-894-1767. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got it. I'm gonna leave my house right now and go fax it to you, but I had one other question for Mike. Also in this insert, it says that it's very important that you shake the vial in between each dosage, and I'm wondering if they don't shake it, does that mean that you can get like an even higher amount of mercury than what they're saying?
Yes, absolutely, and this is one of the reasons why you got to be very careful if you even get a vaccine of where you get it, because many of the people administering these vaccines, especially in these retail outlets, they are properly shaking up the vaccine, which means you could get a concentration of the thimerosal or other chemicals that's up to 200 times higher than what it's supposed to be. So your baby could get the one shot that's 200 times more toxic than the next baby that they actually shook the vial for. And that's one of the reasons why vaccines are so dangerous. The people given these shots are not following the rules, and they probably didn't even read the insert that you read.
No, I don't think they did read it. I don't think they did. I'm going to leave right now and go ahead and fax this to you and let you move on, but I just wanted to make sure that you were aware this was coming to you.
You know, the reason that they include that language in that insert, Alex, is so that if infertility problems become widespread, they can say, well, we warned you. You know, they can just disavow any responsibility.
But then meanwhile, the nightly news says it doesn't sterilize you. Sure. The White House science czar says he wants to sterilize you through vaccines in your water, but that's okay. And then you read the insert, oh, it's going to might sterilize you. Well, that's okay. You know, the government's good people. These are good people. We ought to, you know, be sterilized.
I had a reporter from a mainstream network news organization call me maybe 2 weeks ago. Wanted to interview me about swine flu vaccine. Obviously was looking for, you know, an alternative viewpoint. He swore to me up and down that he had been told by the drug companies themselves that there was no thimerosal used in any of the swine flu vaccines. And I tried to educate this reporter. I said, no, you're wrong. There's thimerosal in there. And he said, no, there isn't. It's not being used. And to this day, that network, which I don't want to name, but they've been reporting stories on the swine flu vaccine and claiming there's no thimerosal in it.
Even though I can pull up 100 releases from the medical companies admitting they put a higher dose of thimerosal in this one.
Yeah. It's, you know, what has happened to the skepticism and the common sense of our mainstream journalists these days?
When they get caught lying, it's like, oh, you lied to me. That's good. I would be mad at you if you didn't lie to me. It's like it's cute and funny. Oh, Bayer, you knowingly gave me AIDS in the shot. Oh, thank you. And it's like, Bayer's trusted. They like to murder. Oh, Gardasil's killing a bunch of people. Oh, how good. Oh, it's so, how dare you talk bad about them? Well, listen, Mike Adams, Health Ranger, naturalnews.com, great job today. Thank you for all your insight, and I hope to come visit you sometime down in Ecuador or next time you fly back through into the States through Texas. Come and see us. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you, Alex, and all listeners. Thank you. It's been an honor.
It's been great having you. By the way, I know a lot of people have these inserts. Scan them, send them to writers@infowars.com with a brief description. We need to get that up. I mean, that's simple stuff I forget to do. We'll be right back. Thank you.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Grafunder Safes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Grafunder Safes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Grafunder Safes, security is their sole purpose. Go to grafundersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-457-1801. Grafunder Safes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to grafundersafes.com. That's G-R-A-F-F-U-N-D-E-R safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, or $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, it's MZ. Wondering how many of us Alex Jones fans intend to take the swine flu vaccine. I'm not. Don't trust it. But then I don't want to get the disease either. So I use PureWorks, a unique disinfectant that comes in foam or spray form. PureWorks is not your typical hand disinfectant. There is no alcohol to dry your skin, and it lasts for hours, not minutes. Use PureWorks to protect yourself from disease and infection. You can find out all about it and order it online at nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Don't introduce potentially dangerous chemicals or toxins into your body to keep you well when they could actually cause the sickness you want to avoid. Don't pick your nose. Don't shake hands, and don't handle banisters, rails, and doorknobs. Do try PureWorks, available online at wholesale pricing to Alex Jones listeners. Go to nogerms.info. That's nogerms.info. Be well and stay well. Best MZ.
Watch me!
They play us off black, white, old, young against each other. They divide us along religion. They divide us across party. Well, the establishment is a scientific dictatorship who studies what makes humans tick and uses that material, that data, to control us. Saturday, September 26th, three undercover officers attempt to infiltrate a march against police brutality at the University of Pittsburgh, but fail miserably due to their horrendous disguise attempts. During the march, one of them breaks the photographer's camera. This is just one example of a larger pattern of attempts to silence the media during the G20 protest. And if you would have dared broke a cop's camera, they'd charge you with assault with a deadly weapon or something. But it's okay for them to beat up women and use police dogs and break the law and smash your camera. Because they work for a lawless criminal corporate takeover. And they love the vaccines they get shot full of. They love their kids being retarded. They love the tyranny. They love having bankruptcy. They love it. That's why they have the highest suicide rates, highest rates of drug use. They're unhappy because they work for the dark side. I'm not saying all police, but certainly the police they shipped in from Miami-Dade County and the Border Patrol they shipped in and the National Guard, these were un-American pieces of trash. And that video is up on Infowars.com. We'll roll some of that in the background without the audio because of all the cussing. Poor people, as folks watch at PrisonPlanet.tv. But let's go to Mary Ann in Maryland. Mary Ann, you're on the air.
Alex?
Hi.
Hi there. Listen, first I wanted to just tell you that I really appreciate all your work, and I do pass on to my friends and family. But I wanted to talk to you about a couple things that are going on in Maryland. I was a teacher for 10 years, and every year the regular flu shot was offered to us for free on several specific dates at the beginning of the school year. And, you know, there was a lot of pressure from your peers to get this shot. I never got the shot. But, you know, people would be like, you're going to get sick, blah, blah, blah. Well, there's something going on at the University of Maryland right now. I'm not sure if you know about, but it has been, quote, unquote, rumored that 557 cases of swine flu are going on since classes began. And the students are actually pressuring each other to go and get the swine flu vaccine.
Yeah, it's all mind control. No, I have seen that at other big universities. One in Washington State had 2,000 cases. And a lot of times it's even fake announcements. They're just doing it as a psyop to test, forcing everyone to stampede. And that's why little kids come up to my house. And they go, look, I got the shot. Have you had the shot? And my little kids are asking me now, why aren't we getting shots? And I said, you don't want them, honey. They're bad for you. And they go, but I want one. The neighbor kids got them. So now they've got kids from not wanting shots to thinking, oh, it's a prize I get. But you read the inserts and, oh, it sterilizes you. But that's okay. They told you so.
I know. But see, this is like really super weird. This is totally going along with everything you talk about, because
1984.
People who do not get the shot have to wear a face mask. So it's obvious to other people that they haven't gotten the shot.
Yeah, it's all part of hysteria. It's the new, it's part of being classified, wearing a yellow star, being in a terror database. It's all about the new medical tyranny of, just like THX1138 when he's helping the kid put the injector back on his arm. Oh, you've had your 20 shots this week. You're of the Lord. You're of the government. Obama loves the little children. Red, yellow, black, and white, they are equal in our leader's sight. Oh, my. You see, you're starting to understand now. Yes, they're making people wear these at universities and at police departments. And there's no law. They just make you do it. And when you pay to go to college, you pay to go be brainwashed and taught how to worship government. That's it, basically.
Well, I mean, and I went to, I've been through graduate school at Johns Hopkins. It's happening there. And
so you're seeing, well, people need to go shoot video of this.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I had to stop teaching because I'm disabled now. But they're also at the University of Maryland Medical Center saying that young children need to be given two doses of the swine flu vaccine. And
Two or three. See, they said four to give people, ooh, that's a lot. And they said, oh, it's only two now. And people went,
Yeah, I know.
Don't worry. There won't be any more pain for the children. There won't be any more high intelligence or frustration. You'll just learn how to
be dead.
Take your shots. Come on. The government's good.
But I do have one question for you, and that is regarding the Verochip. I read an article a very long time ago that it was so small that it could be injected through a hypodermic needle. And I'm wondering if this is part of that. If
Let me break it down on the other side. I'll briefly do that, take more calls, get into some financial news, and more of what happened to the G20. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. This is the GCN, a radio network.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you constantly tired, have a hard time concentrating, experience muscle weakness, or have problems with digestion? The solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body. Liquid Zeolite, available only at RestoreYourHealthNow.com, captures toxins and physically carries them out of your body. This safe and effective way of detoxifying can easily remove heavy metals and contaminants. Studies show that Liquid Zeolite captures triggering antigens, which cause allergies, migraines, and asthma, decreasing the rate and severity of these symptoms. Liquid Zeolite is a tasteless and odorless liquid that, when taken daily, supports a healthy, happy, and active lifestyle in an increasingly toxic world. And Liquid Zeolite is so gentle that you won't even know you're taking it. Although your list of ailments may be endless, the solution is simple. Try Liquid Zeolite for yourself by visiting RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Or call 1-800-976-0025. That's 1-800-976-0025 today.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
How many times have you been in a situation where having a hidden audio or video recorder would have made a difference in your life? In the past, owning a hidden video recorder has been expensive and too much of a bother to carry. That was then. This is now. Introducing Diginet Spy Sunglasses. These sunglasses contain a small hidden camera that will record up to 4 hours of real-time audio and video. The Diginet sunglasses are perfect for traffic stops, unlawful searches and seizures, town hall meetings, proving your innocence, or any other situation you'd like to record. And if sunglasses aren't for you, check out the DigiPen. It does the same great job as the sunglasses, but in the form of a functional pen. Video never lies. Watch Big Brother back. Visit Diginet.net. That's Diginet.net. 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 Or call 1-888-344-6681. 1-888-344-6681 today.
D. Bob, Wendell, Barber, and Dustin. Those will be our final calls. I want to hit on some financial news. And I think we're going to have Manny Badillo on in the last 5 minutes. Big news. And I was just talking to Rob Jacobson. I just talked to him during the break. It looks like it's going to the Supreme Court of the state to reopen the 9/11 investigation. So they've gotten the 80,000-plus signatures to do that. We're going to be talking to him either today or tomorrow. Briefly at the end of the show, but there can be no longer any doubt. Tyranny is here, marching on every front against humanity. Big corporations have issued themselves tens of trillions in liquid fiat cash on our backs. They know they've got to squeeze the labor and taxes out of it to now pay for it all. And so they're letting us know, and they've hired police and military and told them the public is scum, trash, beat the hell out of them. They're enemies. They're training them to take your guns. They're training InfraGuard and clergy response to tell the public to go along with it. I mean, this is the real deal. This is psyops. And if you just become aware of the psyops, we can turn this country around and save our society. But if we don't, the police are more far gone than I thought watching this G20 stuff. I mean, when an old woman walks out of a store with a bag and says, "What is this, officer?" and the cop lets a dog loose to bite her. See, they love this zero tolerance thing of no one allowed on the streets of Pittsburgh or Oakland, Pennsylvania. So they drive by neighborhoods and kids are out throwing a football and they go, and the cops just swing the sound cannon around and hit them. The military tortured Luke in jail. The FBI was running it in a detention center, just like Pier 57 in New York. Just, I mean, folks, this is bad news. And these guys would torture children in Iraq. They did, I mean, I've had Marine Corps officers on that talk about it, how people would just shoot kids for fun, and all the videos of them shooting families out of their cars for fun and raping kids. And see, it's a lowest common denominator. The scum get honored. And so you got Marines. Remember when the Marines killed the puppy and the neocon site said that's a fake robot dog? Everybody could see it was pulling its legs up. It was a real puppy. And then we posted scores of videos of them killing dogs, killing horses, shooting cows, shooting sheep, hand grenading people, shooting humans. But see, humans have been taught not to care if they see fellow humans dying through all the murder simulations on TV and movies. But you see a dog get killed. Starving dog comes up begging, the Marines laugh and just shoot it. You know, the Army running over dogs, laughing. People didn't care about seeing kids getting killed. And there have been hundreds of murders in Iraq of soldiers. Not officers this time, but soldiers that say, hey, don't shoot this family or don't rape these little girls. You know what? They shoot you right in the head. And all the cases where they come into a family, rape the 10-year-old girl, then grease the whole family. And then it's all, their officers come in and say, badass, men, you've done a great job. They give them all drop weapons. When they get upset or get drunk and shoot innocent people, they just drop a weapon on. They're all coming back to be cops. And they've got a hunger to kill, a hunger to murder U.S. citizens, a hunger to rape your wives and children, a hunger, a bloody, vampiric hunger. I remember videos of the helicopters landing, playing death metal with skulls hanging off and 666 spray painted on the side. I mean, it's hell force. And the good men and women in the military that don't go along with this, they get fragged. They get killed. And so they are ready to come to your homes and take your guns. And they know you're trained to stand down. That encourages them. They enjoy it. Our army is an army of darkness now. It is an army of Satan, an army of Lucifer. You guys get me a glass of water, please. I engulfed lunch during a 3-minute break and then a little bit of pepper in there. Now, I know the whole military isn't evil, and I know our police aren't evil, but the leadership is evil in almost every case. Abu Ghraib, Halliburton, DynCorp, admittedly run child kidnapping rings that comes out in Congress. Nobody gets in trouble. The Army's own report admit they rape children with flashlights with battery acid on them. In front of their parents, they rape them, they beat them to death with pleasure at camps all over the planet. This is the system, and this is in the reports. And they're here now. They are now among us. Their minds are blown. Their souls are gone. They love the black uniforms they're given by their masters. They love the injections they're given. They love the injections they'll force you to take. They love the evil. And they're going to gun people down in the back. Just like Chicago police announced, if you run now, your car runs, they will shoot you. They're announcing everywhere, they will kill you. They will kill. They will kill. They will kill. Because the control freak doesn't just want your tax money and to run your life. They want to be able to kill you. It's what tyrants have done throughout history. Stalin, Mao, all of them. Hitler. It is the same system over and over and over again. This is their New World Order system. I want to tell you about some final sponsors in this hour that I'm going to hurry through your calls. So be ready, everybody. We're going to go to you here in a moment. One of them is New Silver Solution. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. The powerful new nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic. And you can read all the information and facts they have about the power of silver against bacteria and viruses there at the website, supernaturalsilver.com. Go to supernaturalsilver.com today and click on the Infowars.com link or Prison Planet link to check out this first line of defense. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. Find out all the information they have there posted at the site, supernaturalsilver.com. That's one word, supernaturalsilver.com. Another sponsor is the Great Ecola Blue. They have a whole line of products, but their smaller unit does 7.5 gallons a day. It looks like a water cooler without a water bottle on top. Goes through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis, carbon, and a UV antifungal antibacterial light. EcolaBlue.com, water out of the air. It's a moisture evaporator, basically. At the same time that the fictitious Luke Skywalker worked on, if you want to know what these are. Acolablue.com. Acolablue.com, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. A whole line of great units and solar-powered converters that you can also get there. Acolablue.com, ECOLOblue.com, or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Don't wait. Get off the grid today. Acolablue.com. And finally, I want to tell you about Diginet.net. This unit is a video and audio recording device disguised as a pen. It fits right into your pocket. They also have sunglasses that have a tiny hidden camera and recorder on them. Those are the best. We have had listeners use this pen to fight the info war, and we have used some in the postings on our site ourselves. We constantly are asked, how do we get involved? Be prepared to capture and expose tyranny. Click on the Diginet banner at Infowars.com. With the date and time and listed on the video, you'll be able to use this pen as solid evidence in court, and you will not believe the cost and quality of the different units they have. Go to and see some of the other amazing surveillance equipment they have at Diginet.net, D-I-G-A-N-E-T.net, or 888-344-6681, 888-344-6681. And in closing, Fall the Republic, which potentially could be the last film we ever release, as bad as things are going. This tells you who the enemy is, how the bankers did it with the detail, how they mind control the public, the left-right paradigm and the television set, the police state, the FEMA camps, Homeland Brigade, all available at Infowars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Pre-order it today so it ships out to you first. They ship out and the order of the orders are received. Again, Fall the Republic. You can now order that at Infowars.com. Let us now, very, very exciting, best film I've made yet. Let's talk to D in Minnesota. D, thanks for holding. D dropped, okay. Let's talk to Bob in Arizona. Bob, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm a member of Rotary, Rotary Club, and wanted to bring this to your attention. Bill Gates has made a large commitment to Rotary for the Polio Plus program. $355 million, and he gave a speech. You can Google Bill Gates' Rotary Polio speech. I've got some quotes here from the speech. He talks about being in a slum in East Delhi, and he held a nine-month-old girl named Hashmeen. And so this girl had polio. And then he goes on to say later in the speech, so in the span of just a few days, more than 170 million children in India will be vaccinated against polio. But even that's not enough. Hashmeen, the baby I met, had been immunized, but she still got polio because she lived in one of those areas where children need many doses of the vaccine.
Yeah, that's where he spun it. But if you actually look at the Indian case, in fact, Google this, polio vaccine causes polio. BBC 2 weeks ago, all over Africa, all over Asia, the subcontinent of India and Latin America, suddenly a new strain of polio's out, and they're admitting it came from the vaccine. Reuters, AP also reported it about polio vaccine causes polio cases. And so Gates, see, they do this as psych warfare. They hide it in plain view. They go, yeah, hepatitis is being caused by the shot. You need to take more. Hey, you got polio, little Hashmeen. I held her. But see, he does it in a loving way when his dad heads up Planned Parenthood. And Bill Gates was part of the, quote, secret meeting. World leaders, world's rich meet for secret meeting on overpopulation. How sickeningly obvious. Does he go on to admit the vaccine did it?
No, he doesn't acknowledge that, but let me give you another
quote. Oh, here it is, New York Times. Here's the first one they pulled up. I hadn't seen this one. Print it for me, guys. Mutating vaccine causes polio outbreak in Nigeria. Bill Gates was funding it. Oh, he loves them. Oh, he's so good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, in another part of the speech he says, and there are some places where it takes multiple doses of vaccine to make a child immune. I didn't know that. It says, I didn't know that when I first got interested in polio. I just assumed the standard number of doses we give in the United States was sufficient. But in some places, children need as many as 10 doses because they're already infected with so many other viruses that the vaccine can't do its job properly.
Oh, yeah, so many viruses because they get vaccinated every week. There's no money for food, no money for school, no money for books. But for all those kids sitting in the dirt villages, there's the shots. And Africans all over have learned to run. because they say they give children in village shot, all die. You know, I mean, you can pull the videos up, and the people are hiding in caves and hiding in the wilderness, and I mean, my God, it's so sick. And by the way, African villagers and others always loved the white man doctors 50 years ago, 100 years ago. They would beg for it. Now they run. But again, they're just ignorant, aren't they? Hajmeen, though, was taken care of. Very sick. Go ahead, sir.
Well, I just want to, you know, ask your other listeners that are Rotary members to send a letter to the board of directors questioning the efficacy and safety of the vaccines. And also, if you give money to the Rotary Foundation, restrict it so it's not used for the Polio Plus program.
The Polio Plus, because there's a little something extra in the polio. You know, we had a top-level analyst, we know her name, we've seen the documents, unbelievable, who worked for the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. Did you ever hear that interview?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, just search it out, like Alex Jones interviews Gates Foundation whistleblower. And let me tell you, it is bad news, brother. Woo! These people, see, it's so outrageous, and Bill Gates wears a nice sweater with a tie, and he walks in and goes, "Hi, kids, I want to help." And it's all so, you know, just like eco-science wants to help by poisoning the water and the vaccines, they admit it. Just like John P. Holdren's all in his sweater going, "Hi, kids," he goes to school, "take your shot." You know, it's just all so liberal and so, And that's why, it doesn't matter. We're trying to educate people about vaccines. They're already just making pharmacological crops. Did you know about that?
Yeah.
There's no, I mean, what do you think of these people?
Well, you know, I got to admit, I was kind of skeptical when you talked about Bill Gates and his father. And, you know, when I read this speech, I just thought, well, either Bill Gates is, you know, doesn't do his homework before he puts $350 million into a program, or, you know, he's got another agenda.
Sir, with the Bill and Melinda Gates funded money from him and Buffett, that's where the scourge is. I mean, they go in and everybody starts getting polio. They go in and the people start getting HIV. They go in and they start getting all... No. It was Bill and Melinda Gates' money in Africa, Asia, and Latin America with the latest... Because it says it's a new special. Pull up that New York Times. It says, oh, they gave the kids the shot and it mutated a new deadly polio. Because in these third world countries, a lot of people have natural immunity now. I mean, there it is, New York Times. Let me ask you this. Did you know about the fact that the vaccines admittedly did it when you read that from Gates, or that just creeps you out that he didn't know the first part?
Well, actually, there's a member of the international board in our club, and I challenged him about vaccines, and I sent him some information about Dr. Len Horowitz, and he just kind of responded without responding to any of the factual information, just saying, oh, that guy used to be a dentist, and, you know, that kind of response.
Yeah, no, he's a dentist. He also has a degree from Harvard in the whole medical science system. But that doesn't matter. We've had all these other medical doctors on. Did you tell them about Blaylock? Did you tell them about Monteith? Did you tell them about Tenpenny?
I told him about Dr. Blaylock, and he, you know, his response was, well, you know, this former head of a medical school has polio, and, you know, I'd like you to meet with him. He'll tell you what he thinks about Dr. Blaylock. So it's all just...
It's all emotional with what they don't... But listen, printing the New York Times and AP and Reuters where the vaccines are what are spreading polio. It's admitted. See, your instinct in reading that going, they need 10 shots now? Okay, what they're doing is they're putting these new engineered systems in that then mutate, and they know it. And then they're testing the soft kill where they just announce openly, oh, we're killing everybody. Oh, it was an accident. Oopsie. And then like they put little kids up on TV. Hey, where's that video I sent you, the little girl at the cancer thing in Australia, and the rock star is up there with her, and the little girl's hair is falling out, and she'll be dead soon, but she has this magic moment. Why doesn't the rock star find out about the biochemical weapons operation? Why don't they find out how childhood cancers are up over 2,000%? See, you called in, rightfully, sir, going, isn't this weird that they want to give 10 polio shots, saying one doesn't work anymore? See, now they're like, oh, it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It kills you. See, but it's worse than what Gates was saying. That's his spin. Oh, she died, or she's sick. Because we didn't give her enough. No, it was the shot that did it. And Gates is up there demonically knowing your leaders in your community, soft soaping and giving you what Mike Adams called kind of the pre-hypnosis that none of this is causing a problem. Okay, so is that powerful info for your quiver of arrows with him that it's the shot doing it?
Yeah, I mean, that was my first thought, you know, when I read... You know, later on that she had polio.
But you know, sir, they admit that. Now, let me go further. I've had top scientists on, and I can pull this up if we had time left in the show. Did you know that the polio outbreak in the West was engineered?
No.
I mean, we're going to do a show on that in the near future just for you. Yes, it goes far worse. And they put SV40 cancer virus in it, which they admit has killed hundreds of millions with the cancers that develop. Thank you, sir. I'm glad you're fighting back. But find out how deep the rabbit hole really goes. It goes straight to hell.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that colon cancer is one of the most common forms of cancer in the U.S.? Did you know that the number one health problem patients complain to doctors about is gastrointestinal related? Health experts predict that almost every American will develop some type of colon disease, polyp, tumor, or cancer in their lifetime. If you suffer from constipation, irritable bowel syndrome, frequent gas, or other intestinal-related problems, you need to take action. That's why you need Temple Cleanse. Temple Cleanse is a unique colon cleanser that works by delivering oxygen and magnesium to the intestinal system to stimulate a gentle yet effective cleanse. It's the most effective colon cleanse product on the market and one of the best decisions you can make for your health. To learn more and to order your very own supply of Temple Cleanse, visit HealthTruthRevealed.com. That's HealthTruthRevealed.com. Or call 1-800-593-6273. That's 1-800-593-6273 today.
Folks, we want Fall of the Republic to be even bigger than the Obama deception. In about 22 days, it's released on October 21st. Pre-order it now so it's shipped out to you first at Infowars.com. There's a photo we've got on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. We're going to link to it up on Infowars. G20 Summit an Infowars.com Obama poster on the light pole as the riot police are marching forward. So that's pretty amazing. Good photo there by that photographer. Okay, here at the very end, when we start the rebroadcast on the attack on Iran, the police state, everything that's being set up right now, that's coming up on the restreams at Infowars.com and re-aired on your local AM and FM stations, with Dennis McMahon, the lawyer for the folks in New York, and, of course, Manny Badia, who lost his uncle, Thomas Scroy, in the attacks. They've gotten the petitions for a new investigation. They're moving forward. It's going to another court level. This is a big, big deal. It's making big news in New York, but not outside New York. This is a big deal. So in a nutshell, we got a few minutes left. Manny Badia, recap what's happening, why this is important, and where it's going now.
Okay, what we've done is we've collected over 80,000 signatures here in New York for a new petition to have an impartial subpoena-powered investigation in November. We have, the city has conceded that we have more than enough signatures. Both times we handed in signatures, and now we're in the court systems. It's going to, oral arguments will be heard tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m., room 252, in the State Supreme Court here in Manhattan. I'm asking everyone who can attend, please attend. We want to pack that courtroom. We're going to be heard by Edward Lehner, the judge, and a decision will be rendered by Wednesday.
All right. And again, this is calling for what?
Dennis?
Yes, we're going to put on the ballot to the New York City voters on November 3rd. Do you want a New York City investigation into 9/11?
And this is very, very exciting because this will be a real poll of the people, though there is some election fraud there. We have polls as high as 84% of Americans believing they were lied to about 9/11. We've seen some new polls showing the opposite of that, which are put out by very deceptive companies. But this is a big deal.
Yes, it is. And in New York City, luckily, if we do get it on the ballot, we still have the old-fashioned machines. They didn't get the computer machines in time, so it would be hard to rig it.
Well, I mean, how can they block it going on the ballot now if you have the signatures? Why does it have to go to court?
Well, there's two parts to that, Alex. Not only do you have the signatures, but the petition itself, the language of the petition has to be legal. And the city clerk is saying, no, it's not legal. You can't have an investigation like this. This is a federal matter. And there's a host of other reasons they put it on the
ballot. Really? A city and a people can't have an investigation if they want. Only the feds are allowed to investigate anything. Well, they're telling the people you have no rights to petition the court for redress of grievances. I mean, this is the most fundamental right we have in the First Amendment.
Right, and they just view it as their job to disempower the people.
Well, the website is nyccan.org, and if they deny this, if they block 80,000-plus signatures, this really shows they're trying to cover up something.
Well, Alex, I agree with you on so much, but it's really ingrained here, the culture of disempowerment to the people. It's almost knee-jerk for them to try to stop anything. In the history of New York City, only one initiative like this has ever succeeded. That was the term limits, and Bloomberg had the city council undo that this year so he could run again. I mean, the whole system is rigged against the people, but it's more the culture than anything else.
It's about dominating the slaves, breaking their backs, letting the people know they're absolute trash and filth. You are bucking that tide, and you're on the right side of history. Dennis McMahon and, of course, everybody else out there for the great job you're doing. Manny Badillo, NewYorkCityCan.org, NYCCan.org. God bless you. We'll
Thank
talk
you,
to
Alex.
You. Thanks for the update.
Thank you.
God bless you, sir. Thank you.
Great job. Okay, back tomorrow live, 11 to 3 Central. Big guest, Power Pack Info. The people are waking up. But will it be fast enough? Spread the word about this show and the free podcast. Tell everybody you know about this show. That's how we're going to grow and counter the globalists. Great job, crew. Free transmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.